Well, good evening, gentlemen. It's a Saturday night now, not a Friday, but it still means I'm brown bottling. And as the trend continues, and I'm talking about footballers. No, not the American footballers that got padding everywhere and else. I'm talking about football in the UK, soccer. Has anybody kind of noticed that there seems to be a lot of charges brought against these soccer players? You know, sexual harassment, sexual assault, rape. Oh, I'm not talking about the soccer players that play six-a-side on the weekends. Or the soccer players that are in a football team that's a no-name team. No, these are the major football players, soccer players. You know, the ones that earn a great deal of money, drive really expensive cars, have houses in quite a few places. I mean, let's think about it. These footballers obviously can't get a femme on, can they? So they need to sexually assault them or rape them, don't they? Well, of course they don't. Well, maybe some do. But the one common denominator about these footballers is they got lots of money. And it's basically a shakedown, a blackmail thing. Well, of course, the femmes could work 9 to 5, 5 days a week, and overtime to get money, but that's just too damn hard, isn't it? Nope, it's the normal game that the femmes play. Generally, it's the men that have the money, and they want it. And of course, you get in the paper, there's a football star in the paper, a picture of this football man, who's quite a damn good football player, in fact. And you click on it, and it's not about him at all. It's about the wag, or his girlfriend. So they're latching on to the football player because of his money and fame to get attention. And what is this femme doing to get all this attention? Well, she slept with him. He's been training for years, and she's been training for about 2 minutes to be able to sleep with him. So she thinks she deserves most of his money, or at least part of it. And I'm damn glad I'm not a successful soccer player. Because what I know, I wouldn't be able to trust any femme that said hello to me. Well, of course, it's not just soccer players, is it? It's any man that has a great deal of money. Or any fame at all. And I was always wondering through the years I've lived on this planet Earth, how femmes can be so cold and use somebody and then just dump them like yesterday's garbage. And I think I know why they can do that. You don't see it often, but you do see it sometimes. It's in their eyes. They're cold. Sometimes like ice. You see, the femme, I think, doesn't have any soul or conscience. A lot of them, I'm afraid, have become almost dead inside. And a lot of the modern femmes have become subhuman. The reason why I'm MGTOW or a facsimile of for as many years as I have been is not because I've talked to femmes and they've told me these things. It's because I watched, observed, and disemboweled everything a femme told me. Because generally, mostly it was all bullshit. Watch what the femme does. About 95% of the femme you see in the way she acts is fake. Of course, this isn't all of them, but a great majority of them. Of course, you don't have to believe me. This is just what I've learnt over 35 years of observing. I'm one of the lucky ones, and a lot of us are. We don't have fame and fortune, which makes us a target for the femmes. I always remember that sort of line in Scarface, which was a damn good film. When he's talking to his friend, he said, "First you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the femmes." He may be a bit of a wannabe, but he spoke the truth, didn't he? Say hello to my little friend.